Christine McCorse's connection to clay began at an early age. McCorse grew up in an Arizona mining town, but she spent summers on the Navajo reservation. She recalls playing after helping herd her grandmother's sheep.
We would find clay in the arroyos, and especially on days that it rained. I mean, you can't, you carry it home on your shoes, you know, because it's so sticky.
In 1963, when McCorse was 14, she joined her two sisters in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to attend the Institute of American Indian Arts. At that time, it was a high school, and as she describes it, an experimental art school, a government-run boarding school. Since that time and through the years, she's dabbled in jewelry and other media, but she's always returned to clay.
So I just decided that I'm not a big color person, but I love the clay. I love anything that can be molded, and that's plastic.
McCorse's sculptural series of works at the Nerman Museum date from 1998 to the present. All use micaceous clay. The black surfaces of the pots, some with spikes, some curving, shimmer with mica.
Yes, that's the mica. I can leave more mica in my clay if I like that real glittery effect, but a lot of my pieces I like a more satiny look, so it's got that sheen, but doesn't have that real glitter. Although sometimes I like to use it for contrast.
A Taos potter, also her husband's grandmother, introduced McCorse to micaceous clay and taught her how to process it. Micaceous pottery has traditionally been used for cooking and storage by Navajo, Pueblo, and Apache peoples. It dates back at least 500 years. McCorse draws on Taos and Navajo traditions, but also contemporary influences in creating her complicated structures. She says she's interested in invisible forces. Here she describes a work resembling a coiled shell called Nautilus.
The spiral, I think, has a lot to do with, say, a tornado or a storm center. I mean, even the Nautiluses, the sea animals like this in their shells. Not so much a turbulence, but a center. Not only that, once I start on like a small tube, like you see in the center, it's hollow all the way to the center. I mean, it's just as if I can't stop. I just go and go and go. So I like to push my limits to see just what this clay is capable of doing. And that's why I love this clay, because I am able to do fantastic shapes with it.
McCorse says she's not always conscious of the direction of her work. The more she produces, she says, the work shows her where she's going, whether it's spreading out sideways, creating three pieces that relate to each other, or scaling up.
To me, it's an experiment. It's a challenge in constructing something that I haven't done before.
The Nerman Museum launched the national tour of the exhibition. After it closes, it travels to Oklahoma and Texas. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.